local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, it is National Law Enforcement Week. Speaking of which, second Tuesday of the month is today. That means Mobile County Sheriff Sam Cochran joins us in the second hour of Midday Mobile, the 1 o'clock hour today. Lots to talk about with him. Also on the way, we'll check the latest from Kelly with headlines. Also, a weather update from Dr. Bill that has maybe another night in the 50s coming our way. That's on the way. And first, we'll check traffic. Here's Kane.
Good morning for the Vincent Tubbs Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department, county and state troopers are telling us no new wrecks hit the roadways. Good ride coming in from the eastern shore if you're traveling across the Bayway, the Causeway towards the downtown area. Airport, Spring Hill, and Moffitt and 65 all looking good so far with no major backups or delays. This Saturday night at Mobile International Speedway on Highway 90 in Irvington, it's the Southeast fastest race cars. The Wing Sprint Cars return to the High Banked Oval. Find the whole schedule at mobilespeedway.net. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This hour of Mobile Mornings brought to you by family-owned Azalea Coffee Service. Proudly serving Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties for over 30 years. Azalea Coffee Service, 675-9178, 675-9178.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the lower 80s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, sunny and warmer with afternoon readings in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
All right, 707 FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings, powered by Azalea Coffee. Thank you to Wayne. Wayne Biggs from Azalea Coffee. I want to point out something in the volume of consumption. How many of the Keurig cups have you had this morning?
Oh, this morning?
Yes.
I've only had two.
Only two.
Yeah, but I'm working on number three.
Okay, 707. Just want to point that out. Big thank you. Hey, you want to upgrade your coffee game? They are the folks to do it. We have gone from one Mr. Coffee pot to a whole assortment of coffees and teas. I'm getting to have some tea in the morning, which I like. Big thank you to Wayne for getting on board and bringing you this part of Mobile Mornings right here on FM Talk 106.5. Not only National Police Week, National Law Enforcement Week. It's also, I'd like to point out, it's a Buttermilk Biscuit Day.
Is it?
And we'll talk more about Buttermilk Biscuits here. Buttermilk Biscuit Day. Also, I'd love for you to go check out the website, fmtalk1065.com. Everything from online opinion polls to show schedules to podcast on there. Also, three big things. Top stories of the day posted for you. Alabama Senate expected to vote on that abortion ban today when they gavel back in probably about noon to 2 o'clock this afternoon. Also, Attorney General Barr launches a new look at the origins of the Russia probe. That story up there. And Baldwin County Law Enforcement Memorial Ceremony. Dozens of law enforcement officers will converge on Central Baldwin County today. A series of events to honor fallen police officers and deputies will go on today in Robertsdale. So that's on the Baldwin County side. And like I said, Mobile County Sheriff Sam Cochran will join us in the 1 o'clock hour for Midday Mobile today as we continue to pay attention here in National Police Week, National Law Enforcement Week. 7:09, let's check more headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning, it's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. From Alabama to our nation's capital, the White House has announced that the nomination of Jeffrey Byer to lead the Federal Emergency Management Agency has been sent to the Senate. The Alabama native is currently Associate Administrator for the Office of Response and Recovery. Now, before joining FEMA in 2017, he also worked in various roles with the Alabama Emergency Management Agency. His career began in 2002 with the AEMA as the Mitigation Division Planner. He also served in the U.S. Marine Corps from 1990 to 1994 and received his bachelor's degree from Troy University. If Byard is confirmed, he would replace former FEMA Chief Brock Long, who resigned in February. This week, you have your chance to pay your respects to men and women who paid the ultimate sacrifice. On Thursday, the Mobile Police Department is hosting the annual Law Enforcement Memorial Service, which will remember and honor those who died in 2018 and 2019, and you are invited. This year's speaker is Wilbur Williams, a retired police chief from the Andalusia Police Department and retired major of the Mobile Police Department. The event is this Thursday, May 16th at 10:30 a.m. at Public Safety Memorial Park. Those being remembered are law enforcement from the Mobile Police Department, Mobile County Sheriff's Office, U.S. Marshals Service, Alabama State Troopers, Federal Bureau of Investigation, U.S. Border Patrol. Again, the service is this Thursday at 10:30 at Public Safety Memorial Park, located at 2301 Airport Boulevard here in Mobile. And if you'd like more information, you can go to the Mobile Police Department's Facebook page. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Virtual Wallet from PNC helps make it easier to see what you're spending, stash more into savings, and stay on top of your money with a single tap. Virtual Wallet for digital banking. It's time for a change. From PNC, bringing you this information update.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The future of VIA Airlines is up in the air this morning. They were supposed to begin flying out of Mobile Downtown Airport on May 2nd, but the airline hasn't taken off from Mobile at all in a month. Many are frustrated after service to and from Orlando was canceled the day of the flight. Chris Curry, the president of Mobile Airport Authority, says they're in the dark as to what's happening with VIA. VIA has not responded to requests for comments. This week, the state of Alabama is planning to execute a man convicted of killing four people. 42-year-old Michael Samra is set to die by lethal injection Thursday evening at Holman Prison in Atmore. Samra killed Randy Duke, his fiancée Deborah Hunt, and her two young daughters. The gruesome crimes happened in Shelby County in March of 1997. A man has been arrested and charged with animal cruelty and disturbing the peace. Deputies in Okaloosa County say 38-year-old Joshua Demers was spotted abusing ducks at Twin Hills Park in Crestview. Witnesses say Demers grabbed the ducks by their necks and threw them against a walking bridge. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
This is Rona McSherry from McSherry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSherry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
A little sunshine is nice, but too much is damaging. ProTint Window Tinting specializes in protecting you, your vehicles, homes, and businesses with premium installations of thermal and UV reduction ceramic films. Along with preventing sun damage, window tinting increases your privacy, provides a cool and comfortable interior, and is visually pleasing. When your factory-installed tint fails, call ProTint. With a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, ProTint has you covered. Call today, 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
Chumo Kiki decides between Auburn and the NBA. The NBA draft lottery set for tonight, and the St. Louis Blues even their series against the San Jose Sharks. It's 7:14 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. In the NHL playoffs, the St. Louis Blues bounced back from a Game 1 loss to beat San Jose 4-2 and tie the Western Conference Final at one game apiece. Blues defenseman Robert Bortuzzo scored the game-winning goal late in the second period.
Edmondson, now to Bortuzzo, backhand shot, he scores! Robert Bortuzzo gives the Blues a 3-2 lead.
That was Bortuzzo's first career playoff goal in 31 games. Oscar Sundquist added another goal with 3 minutes left in regulation to seal the win for the Blues. The series now shifts to St. Louis for games 3 and 4. The NBA Conference Finals begin tonight with Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals between Golden State and Portland. Yesterday, Warriors head coach Steve Kerr confirmed that Kevin Durant will not play in tonight's game as he continues to recover after spraining his right calf in Game 5 on Wednesday.
He hasn't even stepped on the floor yet. He still has pain, so there's some time ahead of him on the rehab process.
Kerr said that he'll have another update on Durant by Thursday. That's when Portland and Golden State play game number 2 in Oakland. Tonight, game 1 set to tip off at 8 p.m. The Warriors favored by 7.5 points. Prior to the game tonight, ESPN will broadcast this year's NBA draft lottery to determine the order of next month's draft. The 14 teams at the bottom of this year's standings each have a chance to win the number 1 overall pick, with the 3 worst teams, New York, Cleveland, and Phoenix, having the best odds at 14% for each team. The New Orleans Pelicans have a 6% chance of drawing the first overall pick and a 26% chance of picking in the top 5. Duke's Zion Williamson considered by most to be a lock for the first overall selection. Auburn Tigers forward Chuma Okeke announced that he will remain eligible for this year's NBA draft, officially ending his time with Auburn. Okeke is still recovering from a torn ACL that he suffered in Auburn's Sweet 16 win over North Carolina. He is not expected to be healthy enough to play until early 2020 in the best case scenario. Most NBA websites and draft gurus predict that Okeke will be selected in the late first or the early second round on June the 20th. In coaching news, John Beilein is leaving the University of Michigan to coach the NBA's Cleveland Cavaliers. ESPN reported that the longtime Wolverines coach agreed to a five-year deal with Cleveland on Sunday and informed Michigan administrators yesterday. Beilein's Michigan teams won the Big Ten regular season and conference tournament titles four times and made two Final Four appearances in his 12 years as the head coach. The PGA Championship begins Thursday morning at Bethpage Black in New York. Yesterday, former tournament champion Justin Thomas announced that he is withdrawn from this week's major as he recovers from a wrist injury. Thomas won the PGA Championship in 2017, his only major tournament victory and 12 career PGA Tour wins. He finished tied for 12th in last month's Masters tournament and is 12th in this season's FedEx Cup rankings. In the minor leagues last night, the Mobile Bay Bears lost both games in a doubleheader against the Jackson Generals, 5-1 in the first game and 11-8 in Game 2. Game 4 of the five-game home series scheduled for tonight at 6:35. It's 7:17 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and let's look at sports right here on Mobile Mornings.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO 251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the lower 80s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, sunny and warmer with afternoon readings in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
My name is Dr. Luke Caponosi, president of the Common Sense Campaign. Please call Governor Ivey and Senator Shelby to stop the tolls for the proposed new I-10 Bay Bridge. Consider the following. Tolls could be $6 or higher for 55 years, one of the highest and longest tolls in the United States. The $6 toll has a frequent user reduction of a paltry 15%. Do the math. For a round trip, you could pay up to $4,380 per year. The I-59 I-20 $750 million bridge through downtown Birmingham has no tolls planned. Other segments of I-10 have been replaced in neighboring states, Florida and Louisiana, without imposing tolls. Call Governor Ivey at 334-242-7100, Senator Shelby's Mobile office at 251-694-4164, and go to MobileRiverBridge.com to express your opposition to the planned tolls.
The news, weather, and traffic you need. The talk you want. And the sports you love. This is FM Talk. FM Talk 106.5. 106.5.
Good morning from the BamaFlooring.com Traffic Center. We've had a good ride out towards Mary G. Montgomery High School along Moffitt near Snow Road. You've seen heavier traffic also along Airport and University, but Dolphin, Spring Hill, and Moffitt, 65 also looking good off the interstate. No problems for the 1065 split traveling downtown. So far, that ride from the Eastern Shore across the Bayway looking good. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years, and for the past 5 years, they've been the best-rated roofing company in the area at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 720 FM Talk 106.5. Get this, 59 now at our studios. 57 in Citronelle, 68 on Dolphin Island. Feeling good for a darn near mid-May morning. So get out and enjoy it. We'll get more from Dr. Bill. Full forecast coming up just about 13 minutes from right now on Mobile Mornings. Segment of the show brought to you by Lightstream. Are your credit card bills keeping you up at night? Interest rates in the double digits if you check that credit card statement. How about this? You can be smart. You can pay off your credit card balances with a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. Get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with auto pay. It's big savings, y'all. You can save thousands in interest. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and there are no fees. And you can even get your money, like today, as soon as the day you apply. Plus, Lightstream is a division of SunTrust Bank, one of the nation's largest financial institutions, so you can have complete peace of mind. And if y'all want to save even more, you can get an additional interest rate discount by going to lightstream.com/Sullivan, my last name. Their website, lighthstream.com/Sullivan, S-U-L-L-I-V as in Victor, A-N, subject to credit approval. Rate includes a 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. So do this today. Visit lightstream.com/Sullivan for more information. 7:23, time for headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. More than $20 million is headed to Alabama airports thanks to Senator Richard Shelby. Five airports are recipients of that government funding, which is included in the federal budget for a number of projects. The funding is in the form of FAA grants, and it was awarded by the U.S. Department of Transportation and will benefit five regional and municipal airports in the state. Senator Shelby chairs the Senate Appropriations Committee, which helps set funding levels. Those monies will assist with runway extensions, construction of a taxiway, and rehabbing the current facilities and more. And while the airports are not here in Mobile, they are in smaller areas of our state. They will help you out if you maybe have to take a connector flight within Marion, maybe Union Springs, Scottsboro, and more. Senator Shelby says, quote, "This FAA funding will significantly improve the functionality, safety, and efficiency of these airports. It is vital that we continue to make important infrastructure investments in Alabama to ensure the growth of local communities and future economic success. I look forward to witnessing the positive impact that these aviation advancements will have on our state." A pregnant woman pulled over Saturday admits she was drinking before she got behind the wheel. She was spotted driving recklessly on I-10 around 9 a.m. Saturday morning here in Mobile. Mobile police officers responded to the exit 27 off-ramp from westbound I-10, and that's where they found 30-year-old Jessica Bateman. Bateman says she is 3 months pregnant, and she admitted to drinking at a friend's house before she was spotted driving. Police administered a sobriety test, and she was arrested and booked into Metro Jail on charges of DUI and endangering the welfare of a child. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, it's Sean Sullivan. Join Mike Ward and me every Saturday morning at 7 for FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, bringing you inshore, offshore, and freshwater fishing reports from some of the area's best guides, plus hunting talk, conservation news, habitat management, and the latest in state and federal regulations. So join the conversation Saturday mornings at 7. Plus, you can listen after the hunt or fishing trip with our podcast on FMTalk1065.com. It's FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, outdoors for South Alabama by people that hunt and fish right here in South Alabama. At 7:25, FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings on the way. Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. I'm sure to take a victory lap this morning. Fantastic. Lows in the 50s. I've got a text from Jackson. What's up, Clark County? 57 up there in Jackson this morning.
Wow.
And it was 59 here, I think 68 at Dolphin Island, and 57 in Citronelle as well. And I think tomorrow morning, another cool morning, then probably back to reality. But enjoy it for what it is right now.
Yeah, but man, I love it. Waking up in the mid-50s, mm-hmm. low-60s.
I like to hear the air conditioning turn off. I know the money is not flowing out of my wallet at that point.
Yeah, you're hearing the cash register sound.
That's
when the AC turns off.
The beautiful sound in the spring and fall when there's nothing running,
mm-hmm.
you know, at the house. Is there anybody else? Am I the only one that...
No, I love it.
Walk around like, it's not on, it's not on. And we're comfortable when it's not on. That's a good thing. Okay, we'll tie this in because I was goaded into... tweeting last night by our buddy Jeff Poor into tweeting things that I'd unpopular opinion,
mm-hmm.
things I didn't like, unpopular opinion. So I gave him a list of three things I did not like that might surprise people. Also, I could have put on that list Oreos. I did not put them,
mm-hmm.
but you know, that's a weird thing. I just don't like the Oreos
very
much. I don't like cream filling stuff.
That's kind of strange. And you say you don't like Peeps all the time, too. But
I
think
I don't like Peeps.
I think there's a growing number of people that are coming along on your side on that say, yeah, what's up with Peeps? I don't like those either.
I don't like that. I don't like the marshmallow filled stuff. But I was going to say, because I know the majority of other people in the world, normal folks, do like Oreos.
Mm-hmm.
Oreos has their new flavors coming out this summer. Remember they did the voting for the different flavors? And
yeah.
They said this is what the people wanted. So here we go. Oreos announced the new flavors rolling out this summer. So number one on their list this summer, S'mores Oreos, hitting stores now.
Okay.
Like you make a s'more.
I will try those.
They have a graham cracker flavored cookie and two layers of cream, one marshmallow, one chocolate.
That sounds pretty good.
Their latte thins are coming out next month. They're thin chocolate cookies with coffee flavored cream in between. And these aren't going to be a limited edition. Oreo says they're permanent. In the mix.
Long-term lattes.
Yeah, I guess their testing went well on that. Their marshmallow moon Oreos are coming out mid-next month. They're basically regular Oreos, but they have a moon design on the cookies to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the moon landing.
Cool.
And the cream is purple in there for the moon Oreos. And I do like this flavor when it comes to like ice cream or something. Mint chocolate chip Oreos coming out in July.
Do they not have those already?
I said they not. Oreo teamed up with Baskin Robbins, and there are two layers of cream on the cookies, a mint layer and a chocolate layer. Both layers have tiny chocolate chips inside. Because it's not enough. You got a chocolate cookie.
Right.
You have cream. Then let's put some chocolate chips inside there. Y'all wonder why we're fat?
Well, that's got to be the difference. Because I'm sure they've had mint Oreos. They just added the chocolate chips in.
I guess so. They're stepping it up.
Special edition.
And their maple cream Oreos are coming out in August. These are golden vanilla cookies with maple-flavored cream in between.
Okay, I'm all in on those.
So those are the five new Oreos for the summer, which, by the way, I do have another story about the best effective exercises. Don't require exercise equipment that's out. Like, you can do these without exercise equipment. They say burpees.
Mm-hmm.
You start a standing position, drop down, do a push-up, and
I
pop back
burpees.
Up. Remember the coaches? Did you all have to do those?
Yeah, we called them up-downs.
Yeah, me too. I didn't like those either. Mountain climbers, you start in a plank position, like you're about to do a push-up, then you bring up one knee to your chest, mm-hmm. alternate legs, and basically act like you're running in place. Hits a bunch of muscles at once. It's also good cardio.
Yep, not fun.
And then this one, when I heard this, I said, is this a term I could even say on the air? Turkish get-ups. sounds dirty. This one's harder and you need to practice, but basically you start on your back with one hand pointed at the ceiling. Then without letting it drop, you roll onto your side, plant one foot on the ground, and rise to your feet.
Mm.
That's a Turkish get-up.
Yeah, I like doing the Turkish sit-downs. Those are my favorite.
That's right. So those are some of the exercises you can be doing to work off those Oreos. Yes, those burpee things are up downs.
I think the rule is five burpees for every Oreo.
Yeah, is that the ratio?
I think so.
All right, very good. So there you go. Get out and work out. 729. We'll check in with Dr. Bill coming up and News 5 next.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The Alabama State Senate is expected to debate and potentially vote on a near-total abortion ban. It allows exceptions only when a woman's life is in danger. The bill bans abortions at any stage of pregnancy and would make it a felony for doctors to perform one. Last Thursday, things got heated in the Senate when an amendment was stripped that would have made abortions legal in the case of rape or incest. If it passes the Senate, it'll head to the governor's desk for signing. A man's body was found in Dog River. Mobile police haven't released the person's name or how he died. A kayaker discovered the body last night about 6:15. Officers were at a nearby dock collecting evidence and taking pictures. Mobile police did tow a boat away as they removed the man's body. A man shot by a deputy in Escambia County, Florida, has been arrested. 19-year-old Jerome Berry is facing charges of assault after deputies tried to arrest him for outstanding warrants. Deputies say when they showed up to arrest him, Berry jumped out a bathroom window. Deputies say Berry reached into his pocket, which made a deputy fear for his life, so he shot Berry in the shoulder. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
The Steal of a Deal savings continue now through May 30th at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Get a Colonial 23 White Gloss Flag Edition 25 long gun safe with 60 minutes of fire protection. Pickup price only $14.99. Or a Presidential 50 Black Gloss Finish 39 long gun safe with 2.5 hours of fire protection. Pickup price only $63.99. 18 months no interest on safes over $2,500 and 12 months no interest on safes over $1,000. Visit MWLiberty.com, like us on Facebook, or just look for the giant Liberty Safe at I-65 and Moffett Road.
Officials have listed $300 billion more of Chinese goods for potential tariff hikes. Beijing vows to fight to the finish in the escalating trade battle.
Looking to control the narrative, President Trump up and tweeting about the trade war. China buys much less from us than we buy from them by almost $500 billion, so we are in a fantastic position. Make your product at home in the USA and there is no tariff. We can make a deal with China tomorrow before their companies start leaving so as not to lose USA business.
There's Bob Costantini. Attorney General Barr has appointed a U.S. attorney to examine how the Russia investigation got started and to determine if intelligence collection involving the Trump campaign was lawful. A Navy ship from Spain has left a U.S.-led combat fleet where tensions are mounting between the U.S. and Iran. The Spanish Ministry of Defense says they will not cross the Strait of Hormuz with the USS Abraham Lincoln. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Koshinka with Your Money Now. Hackers were able to remotely install surveillance software on phones and other devices using a major vulnerability in messaging app WhatsApp. WhatsApp, which is owned by Facebook, says the attack targeted a select number of users and was orchestrated by an advanced cyber actor said to be Israel's NSO group. WhatsApp is urging all of its 1.5 billion users to update their apps. We're edging closer to the unofficial start of summer, Memorial Day, and with that comes plans for vacation. According to an Expedia survey, 85% of us are taking or planning to take at least one trip between now and September. 75% will remain in country and will head to popular destinations such as Las Vegas, Orlando, San Diego, or Los Angeles, and we're willing to spend 5 to 10 hours in transit. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a moderately higher open after yesterday's tumble. That's Your Money Now.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road-tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through May 31st. Come in today and take advantage of 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing offers available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Buying or selling a business is one of the biggest life decisions you may ever make. Transworld Business Advisors of Mobile offers turnkey brokerage services that successfully and confidentially bring buyers and sellers of businesses together. If you have ever considered selling your business, contact Bill Kleintrot and his team for a completely confidential, no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Our value is maximizing your value. Visit tworld.com/mobile.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 735 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
I can get used to this. Beautiful outside in the 50s and 60s around our area.
Yeah, this is more like it. And if we could only extend this on for a considerable period of time, this is really refreshing. Temperatures in the 50s this morning. And it looks like we'll do it again tonight, and then we'll start to warm up as we get into the second half of the week. But it looks pretty dry all the way through Friday, and then just a slight chance of a shower over the weekend. As for today, I expect a high of about 82 or 83 degrees, and with sunny skies, so it looks really good. And then tonight, mostly clear. And with just a light wind, we'll cool down into the upper 50s, mid-50s in the outlying areas. And then tomorrow, another beautiful day, a little warmer. Tomorrow should be sunny and up around 85 or 86 degrees. The rest of the week, for Thursday and Friday, sunny and upper 80s. So we'll be approaching that 90-degree mark, but still the humidity, not too bad. Over the weekend, though, the wind will be out of the south, and we'll see an increase in humidity. Looks like it'll be sunny on Saturday and a slight chance of an afternoon thundershower, about 88 degrees. And then on Sunday, around the mid-80s, and a slight chance of an afternoon shower and mostly sunny skies. So weekend looks fairly good, but all the way through Friday, though, we're going to have nice dry weather with low humidity.
Fantastic, Dr. Bill. We will check back with you soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with our update. And we talked about it last hour, and we'll talk about it more going forward. Hurricane season just a little over 2 weeks away from right now. And joining me in the noon hour on Midday Mobile today, Danny Lipford, our buddy. Danny Lipford's going to stop by. Hurricane prep tips for your home.
Great.
So, if you've got the notepad out.
Yeah, for sure. I've, going on 2 years in my first home, and I still haven't cut the plywood out for the window. Yeah, so, I got to get that done.
He's going to encourage you to do certain things to be ready for hurricane season. Maybe some of them you'd be like, yeah, we all know that. But some of them you'd be like, oh, I hadn't thought about that. So that's at the 12:15, starting at 12:15 today on Midday Mobile. 7:36, come right back. We'll check traffic.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we talk about how Airbus is not only building airplanes, but a workforce as well. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors. When Mobile and Baldwin County homeowners think of real estate, they think of Roberts Brothers. The Roberts Brothers sales team has been rooted in integrity, professionalism, and a commitment to simplifying the process for over seven decades.
Hi, I'm Kim Trest, and I've been with Roberts Brothers for over 17 years. Give me a call at 251-377-8008. Call today and find your dreams of home.
Christy Tucker and Michelle Hurdle are part of the Airbus team here in Mobile, and on May 8th were part of the introduction of their new training program for high school seniors called Flight Path 9, and another for the general workforce called Fast Track. Airbus, like so many employers today, are struggling to find qualified employees. So what'd they do? They started creating their own, and in the process are offering a future to the workforce that could take them all over the world. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5 or available now as a podcast at cammarston.com.
Good morning.
morning for the JubileeRoofing.com traffic center. Delays continue near Moffitt, University, and Overlook. Also Dolphin and Old Shell and Moffitt and 65, but no new wrecks in the roadways. And heading downtown, no problems. The Bayway, the Causeway, all running smooth over towards the Eastern Shore. And once again, Tillman's Corner and Theodore checking in accident-free. Classic hits, cocktails, and craft beer options come alive every night in Mobile's only piano bar, the Royal Street Tavern at the Battle House Hotel, to the music of Alabama's own John David Anthony, tonight at 7. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 740 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. And a big thank you to all of those votes for nominations for the Nappies this year, the Lanyap Awards, the Nappies. VoteNappies.com is online now where they're getting the votes to try to win. Mm-hmm. And a lot of categories in media for this station. We sure appreciate your nomination votes and really need you now in this portion of the voting. So you can vote once a day over at VoteNappies.com.
Yeah, and voting through Sunday, June the 2nd at midnight. So all the way up until 11:59 p.m. on June 2nd. You could vote.
I'll get busy. All right, thanks. Here's headlines with Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. If you were planning on serving salmon for dinner, your plans may change if you purchase that salmon from Publix. Publix Supermarkets has issued a recall on Biltmore brand smoked salmon due to a listeria risk. According to the recall notice, the listeria problem was discovered through routine regulatory testing conducted by the Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services. Listeria can cause serious and sometimes fatal infections, especially in preschool-aged children, older adults, or people who have compromised immune systems, and can cause miscarriages and stillbirths in pregnant women. Seven Seas International LLC, USA of St. Petersburg, Florida, they supplied Publix with the sockeye salmon. The salmon was not sold in Greenwise stores, but if you have the Biltmore smoked sockeye salmon in your freezer, here's what you need to check for. The lot code or best buy date, 41CM, May 23rd, 2019. Publix is advising their customers not to eat the seafood, but to return to the store where you originally purchased it from for your full refund. If you have more questions, call 1-888-627-5668. Two women arrested after trying to smuggle illegal goods into a prison, and one of the women has ties to our local area. The Alabama Department of Corrections announced formal charges against 28-year-old Dion Perdue and 27-year-old Morgan Steele. Perdue is from Grady, and she was arrested for promoting prison contraband after a correctional officer found a cell phone and a cell phone charger wrapped in black electrical tape during a search. And in a separate arrest, Steele from Bruton is facing charges for unlawful possession of a controlled substance after agents found methamphetamines and drug paraphernalia in her possession during an inspection of the vehicle she was driving. Now, back in November 2015, Steele was released from prison on parole after serving 1 year for possession of a controlled substance in Escambia County. Both women were taken to the Barber County Jail where they were both booked. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 742 FM Talk 106.5. And just coming in, traffic from Bayway westbound, just about a half mile outside of the Spanish Fork. If you're looking at westbound, that's heading towards Mobile, y'all. Mm-hmm. Westbound Bayway accident there, maybe involving a utility trailer. We'll get more coming up with Kane in the traffic department in just a couple minutes.
For all your automotive needs, go to King's Automotive in Tillman's Corner. For reliable repairs and maintenance at a reasonable price, go to King's Automotive, where you can trust they find the problem, not just throw parts at it. King's Automotive also has great values on used cars, especially budget-friendly cash cars. For king-size savings on service and sales, go to King's Automotive, 5450 Willis Road, right at I-10 and Highway 90. Family-owned and operated, for all your automotive needs, go to King's Automotive for the royal treatment. This information update is brought to you by Century Bank. Since 1903, Century Bank has been a leader in the communities we serve and a top competitor for our customers' banking needs. Century Bank, we take banking personally. Online at centurybank.net.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The future of Via Airlines. Airlines is up in the air this morning. They were supposed to begin flying out of Mobile Downtown Airport on May 2nd, but the airline hasn't taken off from Mobile at all in a month. Many are frustrated after service to and from Orlando was canceled the day of the flight. Chris Curry, the president of Mobile Airport Authority, says they're in the dark as to what's happening with VIA. VIA has not responded to requests for comments. This week, the state of Alabama is planning to execute a man convicted of killing four people. 42-year-old Michael Samra is set to die by lethal injection Thursday evening at Holman Prison in Atmore. Samra killed Randy Duke, his fiancée Deborah Hunt, and her two young daughters. The gruesome crimes happened in Shelby County in March of 1997. A man has been arrested and charged with animal cruelty and disturbing the peace. Deputies in Okaloosa County say 38-year-old Joshua Demers was spotted abusing ducks at Twin Hills Park in Crestview. Witnesses say Demers grabbed the ducks by their necks and threw them against a walking bridge. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Oh, no. We're out of coffee again. Wait, was it my turn to pick it up?
Azalea Coffee Service ensures you have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. Whether your business needs a coffee service or an upgrade from your current service, family-owned Azalea Coffee Service is proud to have served Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties for over 30 years and understand the value of customer relationships. For complete coffee, water, and vending services, call Azalea Coffee Service, 675-9178.
How can we make Alabama a more beautiful state? By keeping our roads, highways, schools, and communities litter-free. It doesn't take much but to think before you act. So what does the next generation say?
Pick it up, man.
Take pride in your school. Did you just litter?
Clean it up, dude.
How can you make a difference? Adopt a mile. Join the Alabama Clean Campus Program or join in the Spring Cleanup or Alabama Coastal Cleanup. And remember,
don't drop it on Alabama.
This message by People Against a Littered State, the ABA, ALDA, and this station.
Chuma Okeke decides between Auburn and the NBA, the NBA draft lottery set for tonight, and the St. Louis Blues even the series. It's a quarter till 8 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. In the NHL playoffs, the St. Louis Blues bounced back from a Game 1 loss to beat San Jose 4-2 and tie the Western Conference Final at one game apiece. Blues defenseman Robert Bortuzzo scored the game-winning goal late in the second period.
Edmondson, out of Bortuzzo, backhand shot, he scores! Robert Bortuzzo gives the Blues a 3-2 lead.
That was Bortuzzo's first career playoff goal in 31 games. Oscar Sundquist added another goal with 3 minutes left in regulation to seal the win for the Blues. Series now shifts to St. Louis for games 3 and 4. The NBA Conference Finals begin tonight with game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals between Golden State and Portland. Yesterday, Warriors head coach Steve Kerr confirmed that Kevin Durant will not play in tonight's game as he continues to recover after spraining his right calf on Wednesday.
He hasn't even stepped on the floor yet. He still has pain. There's some time ahead of him on the rehab process.
Kerr said that he'll have another update on Durant by Thursday. That's when Portland and Golden State play game number 2 in Oakland. Tonight, game 1 set to tip off at 8 p.m. The Warriors favored by 7.5 points. Prior to tonight's game, ESPN will broadcast this year's NBA draft lottery to determine the order of next month's draft. The 14 teams at the bottom of this year's standings each have a chance to win the number 1 overall pick, with the 3 worst teams, New York, Cleveland, and Phoenix, having the best odds at 14% for each team. The New Orleans Pelicans have a 6% chance of drawing the first overall pick and a 26% chance of picking in the top 5. Duke's Zion Williamson, considered by most to be a lock for the first overall selection. Auburn Tigers forward Chuma Okeke announced that he will remain eligible for this year's NBA draft, officially ending his time with Auburn. Okeke is still recovering from a torn ACL that he suffered in Auburn's Sweet 16 win over North Carolina. Okeke not expected to be healthy enough to play until early 2020 in the best case scenario. Most NBA websites and draft gurus predict that Okeke will be selected in the late first or the early second round on June the 20th. In coaching news, John Beilein is leaving the University of Michigan to coach the NBA's Cleveland Cavaliers. ESPN reported that the longtime Wolverines coach agreed to a 5-year deal with Cleveland on Sunday and informed Michigan administrators yesterday. Beilein's Michigan teams won the Big Ten regular season and conference tournament titles 4 times and made 2 Final Four appearances in his 12 years as the coach. And the PGA Championship, they begin on Thursday morning at Bethpage Black in New York. Yesterday, former tournament champion Justin Thomas announced that he is withdrawn from this week's major as he recovers from a wrist injury. Thomas won the PGA Championship in 2017, his only major tournament victory in 12 career PGA Tour wins. Thomas finished tied for 12th in last month's Masters tournament and is 12th in this season's FedEx Cup rankings. In the minor leagues last night, the Mobile Bay Bears lost both games in a doubleheader against the Jackson Generals, 5-1 in the first game and 11-8 in Game 2. Game 4 of the five-game home series scheduled for tonight at 6:35. 7:49 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Horwig, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Check out Butch Cassidy's Happy Hour Monday through Thursday from 3 until 7 p.m. featuring 2-for-1 hot wings, $2 domestic beer, and $7 for select pitchers. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
All right, Tim, reminder, too, that backup westbound on the Bayway just coming out of Spanish Fort. From the text line, I hear ambulance en route to that location. We'll get more with traffic coming up in just a second.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the lower 80s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, sunny and warmer with afternoon readings in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, bachelorservice.com. Certification 17070.
All right, 7:51, FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings, with the latest on that traffic issue westbound on the Bayway.
Yeah.
At least one accident, if not two accidents.
Yeah, got a couple accidents westbound this morning. One is just past the Daphne exit, another one on the Bayway, and the left lane blocked in that Bayway accident, and I guess the other wreck, the vehicles are in the median, so I'm not sure how slow traffic's moving at that accident westbound past the Daphne exit, but the other one on the Bayway in the left lane is blocked in that accident near the Causeway exit.
All right, we'll get you the latest on that coming up in just a couple minutes. Also, all the national days, it's National Police Week. Mm-hmm. We talked about that. It's also National Buttermilk Biscuit Day. I would like to point out this is a reason to celebrate. We'll talk about that in just a second. Right now, let's get headlines with Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Alabama and 43 other states have filed lawsuits against 20 drug companies, accusing them of artificially inflating and manipulating prices and conspiring to reduce competition. The lawsuit was filed in the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia, also names 15 individual senior executive defendants. Prosecutors allege were responsible for the sales, marketing, pricing, and operations. According to Reuters, the lawsuit alleges the producers conspired to raise prices sometimes by as much as 1,000% on more than 80 generic drugs between July 2013 and January 2015. Drugs involved in the lawsuit cover all classes, including statins and beta blockers, antibiotics, non-steroid, anti-inflammatory drugs, and to treat a range of diseases and conditions from diabetes to cancer, epilepsy, HIV, multiple sclerosis, ADHD, and more. Now, the lawsuit says, quote, we have hard evidence that shows the generic drug industry perpetrated a multi-billion-dollar fraud on the American people. There are emails, text messages, telephone records, and former company insiders that we believe will provide a multi-year conspiracy to fix prices and divide market shares for huge numbers of generic drugs. One of the companies involved in the lawsuit, Teva USA, says that this is, quote, just an allegation, and that Teva continues to review the issue internally and is not engaged in any conduct that would lead to civil or criminal liability. No license, no problem, at least when it comes to fishing for one day. Next month, mark your calendars for Saturday, June 8th. Free Fishing Day allows residents and non-residents to enjoy the outstanding fishing opportunities that Alabama has to offer without having to purchase a fishing license in most public waters, which includes both freshwater and saltwater. Now, fishing in a private pond still requires the pond owner's permission. If you have questions or you want some ideas as to the best places to fish, go to outdooralabama.com/fishing. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. Thanks for saying that, too. So, to my kinfolk that hear that, just because y'all fished one time, and it's not permanent rights to be fishing the private stock ponds, you know? It's I know what they're doing. They're saying, oh, hey, Sean, listen, Sean's on the radio right now, mm-hmm. and it takes him an hour and 10 minutes to get up here to Washington County. Y'all, let's go fish. I'll let y'all do it on June 8th on the free fishing day. For sure, Ashley, we will talk about that next week because it's quite a story, the economic impact of angling. There are over 100,000 anglers just in AL1, and that's a very conservative estimate, and the economic impact of those folks, and let alone the tourists that come in here to fish and on the coast. It's a big deal for our economy around here. A reminder, too, traffic issues once again. I-10 westbound.
Yeah, a couple of wrecks slowing us down westbound on I-10 this morning. One past the Daphne exit. I believe those vehicles are in the median. And another one on the Bayway, the left lane blocked, that accident near the Causeway exit. So left lane blocked near the Causeway accident because of one accident and another wreck, I-10 westbound past the Daphne exit.
You know, you can get into discussions on food that will separate people, you mm-hmm. know, like I with my Oreos thing, although I think I'm odd man out there. But you can pick out different foods and people are like, oh, I don't like that food. Or people say, I love that food. But there are some foods that generally bring us together.
Yeah.
Right? And I would suggest pizza,
even though
every survey we have, there's like 3% of Americans who don't like pizza. But for the other 97%, we like pizza.
Well, those are the people lying to themselves so they can lose weight.
That's
so
right.
They don't have to eat pizza.
I don't even like this.
Yeah, I don't like it.
I would clump this in with pizza, and that's biscuits.
Yes. Yeah. Well, the northern people I know love to act like they hate biscuits.
How can you hate a biscuit?
They say
now, you can say they don't. Like they choose one or the other. There's no way to hate
okay,
a biscuit.
Well, I married into a biscuit hating family.
What is wrong with these people?
They're from Massachusetts.
I think you need to get the marriage annulled.
I've thought this one conversation has brought that up before, and they're all about the muffins. They're all about the muffins and the bagels, and I bring up biscuits, and they say, no, it just sits in your stomach like a hard rock. Why would anyone want to eat something that heavy? And I said, you're not eating the right biscuits.
No,
that's
they're
the problem.
Light and flaky, and you can pull them apart when you do it right. This is the thing. You don't have to choose one or the other. I like bagels.
Mm-hmm.
I like muffins, but I love biscuits.
Yeah.
I mean, they're all okay.
They are.
And today, by the way, National Buttermilk Biscuit Day.
Oh, man. I take off my hat to all biscuit makers out there.
That's right. On this May 14th every year, it's a celebration of National Buttermilk Biscuit Day. Of course, biscuits are made using baking powder or baking soda as a leavening agent rather than yeast. A typical buttermilk biscuit recipe contains, y'all can say this along with me, flour, baking powder, baking soda, salt, butter, and buttermilk.
Mm-hmm. And butter.
Yes,
and butter.
And some butter.
Yeah.
Often referred to as quick bread, indicating they don't need time to rise before baking. I like to just open up out of the package, put them in the oven there. Of course, if you do it on your own, while being made, the dough is beaten and folded to incorporate air, which expands while baking, causing the biscuit to rise. Before the American Civil War, biscuits emerged as an inexpensive addition to meals. The sturdier bread product soon became popular as people realized it absorbed the gravy on their plate better than plain bread. Yeah, I mean, probably gave rise to the word sop.
Yep, yep. Egg yolks, got to sop them up.
I mean, if you didn't have a biscuit, could you be sopping anything? By the way, too, soon a new family favorite, biscuits and gravy, was created. And it's all been a delicious history since then. If you use hashtag buttermilk biscuit day, when you post on social media, you'll be with like-minded folks out there as we discuss this reason to celebrate. All right. Buttermilk Biscuit Day. Y'all celebrate, and we'll be right back. Move your butt to the funky beat.